Christmas is a funny time of year.
那么圣诞节呢，是一年当中很有趣的一个时间。
And you know, in America, we often say that we have to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
那么在美国呢，我们经常就会提醒大家呢，这个耶稣是圣诞节的意义。
You know, in China, I used to ride my bicycle to work past a mall.
那么在中国的时候呢，我一般呢是骑自行车呢，经过一个一片商业区。
And at Halloween, they had this big, huge pumpkin that they blew up. It was an advertisement.
那么在这个万圣节的时候呢，它会有一个吹起来一个气球的一个大南瓜。
And then just a few weeks later, you know, they have these machines and these big, huge balloons of Santa Claus.
那么过了几个礼拜以后呢，他们就会吹起一个大的气球的圣诞老人。
So, for about 4 months, all the way through till February, there was the pumpkin next to Santa Claus, and I guess that's Christmas.
那么在中国的很在接下来的四个月当中呢，旁边有一个大的南瓜，然后在旁边有一个大的圣诞老人。那么这就是所谓他们的这个圣诞节。
But you know, in America, a lot of people, especially the younger people, don't even understand the reason for Christmas.
所以在但是在美国的话呢，就尤其是年轻人当中呢，他们真的不明白这个为什么要有圣诞节。
They almost know probably as much about Christmas as.You know, people in China and other places.
那么他们对圣诞节的了解跟中国的人对圣诞节的了解也没有什么区别。
So how do we explain Christmas to our friends?
那么我们怎么向我们的朋友们解释圣诞节的意义呢？
I mean, think about the meaning. We're running around buying a lot of things.
那么我们来想一想，我们到处乱跑去买东西。
And then there's the tension.Tension in the family between people.
然后在这个时候，在家庭里面的烦增加了很多的张力。
So you know, it's really common for American families. They really want to have a very special Christmas, but then things have to be a certain way, and then they end up becoming really tense with each other. And sometimes there's like a little argument at Christmas.
那么，在美国呢，很多人呢想过一个很特别的这个圣诞节，所以他们就想有一种的有特别的方式。来过圣诞节，这个反而在家庭成员当中造成了很多的压力。
Why Christmas?
为什么要过圣诞节？
Why did God become a man? Why did the Son of God come into the world? And how do we explain that to our friends?
为什么神的儿子会来到变成一个人来到世间当中？我们怎么样向我们的朋友们解释这个事情？
We have to be creative.
那我们必须有点创造力才可以。
We have a gift of peace that God has given us.
那我们神给了我们这个礼物就是和平。
And that gift is actually a peace child.
他给的礼物呢，实际上呢是一个和平之子。
Shall we read Luke? This is a very familiar story. I'd like to put it in a bigger context.
那么我们一起来读一下路加福音。
So it says here, well, I will read it then. While they were there, that is, Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth. And then she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him on the manger because there was no place for him in the upper room.
那么他们在那里的时候，也就是约瑟跟玛利亚在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就到生了头胎的儿子，他们用布把它包起来，放在马槽里，因为在客店里面，就是那个更好的房间里面没有了地方。
So actually, sometimes the Bible says in like it was a motel, but in fact, it was the upper room of a family home, a family that belonged to Joseph.
那么在圣经里面，我们想到这个旅店的时候，会想。讲的今天的一个旅馆，但其实呢，当时这个地方呢
，I think we need to hear the angels from heaven with a loudspeaker.、
啊、 其实他们当时那个这个所谓的旅店的话呢，实际上是在一个。
Well, it tells us here that in that same area, in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, and they were keeping watch over their flock by night.
那么当时在野地里的时候呢，有一些牧羊人在看顾羊群。
And that an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were feared. They were filled with great fear.
那么有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
And what does the angel say? The angel says, don't be afraid. Fear not. Behold, I am bringing you great news. That is, I'm bringing you the gospel, the good news of great joy for all of the people. For unto you this day in the city of David is born the Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
那么天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And so then he goes on to say, this will be the sign for you. You're going to find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger.
所以他们就说，说你要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, a lot of angels that were there praising God and saying,
那么突然有一对天兵，有很多同那些很多的天使赞美神说
，Glory to God in the highest.
那么在至高之处，荣耀归于神。
And on earth, peace among men.Whom God shows favor or peace among the people who have experienced God's grace.
那么在地上，就神就把平安归于那些他所喜悦的人，也就是那些经历过神的人。
Peace is an important part of Christmas.
平和平是我们圣诞节一个很重要的一部分。
The angel tells us that the peace comes with Jesus.
那么这个天使们就说。这个和平是跟着耶稣基督一起来的。
And so before we begin, I'd actually like to ask for God's grace.
那么在我们开始继续讲道的时候，我首先要请祈求神的恩典。
So will you pray with me?
那么请大家跟我一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you have sent your Son Jesus.
啊，我们的父神，我们感谢你，你把你的儿子赐给我们。
And you know that I am a wicked, evil servant of yours.
你知道我们都是一个带着一个恶毒的心的一些仆人。
But for your grace, God, there's a lot of sin inside of me.
啊，因着你的恩典，主啊，我们这心里面有一些罪。
I pray that you will cleanse me this morning.
但是你会今天就把我的心给清洁干净。
And I pray that by your grace we may be honorable to your word.
也就是因着你的恩典，我们能够归荣耀与你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Now, as we come to Christmas, we actually are talking about a baby.
那么我们讲到这个圣诞节的时候呢，我们是讲一个小婴孩。
And we have to be creative in explaining to people what the gospel is.
那么我们在给别人讲这个福音的时候呢，就会有点创造性。
So there's a famous story, both a book and a movie, that is called The Peace Child.
那么有一个很有名的故事，也是有书也有电影，就叫做《和平之子》。
And in the story, which is a real event,We see how somebody uses a baby to explain what the gospel is.
那么在这个故事里边，也就是一个真实发生的事情里边，这个人是怎样用一个事情来解释这个和平之子？
And so here we see a baby that's being handed over.
那么我们这个地方看到呢，是一个小婴孩呢，把他给从一个人传给另外一个人。
Okay, so then in the next slide.You'll see that there is a man by the name of Don Richardson.
那么这个里边呢，就会看到有一个人呢，他的名字叫唐·理查森。
And so 50 years ago, he and his wife went to the country of Irian Jaya, that's down by Indonesia.
那么在五十年以前的时候呢，他跟他的妻子呢去了这个去了一个在今天称作这个西几内亚的一个地区。
And so he and his wife and their little child, they get on an airplane. 50 years ago, they fly to Indonesia and they go way off into the forest, into the jungle.
所以他们呢，就是在五十年跟他跟他的妻子还有孩子，就坐一个小的飞机进到那个印度尼西亚，然后呢又走很远进到丛林里面去。
And so as we look at the next slide, you'll see that there is a group of people. It's called the Sari tribe.
所以我们接下来看到呢，就是这有这么一群人，这一群人他叫做撒利族。
And so this is a group of people that lives out in the forest. They've never seen an airplane. They've never seen a car. They know nothing about electricity. They live in what we call the Stone Age.
所以这群人呢，实际上生活在是什么的石器时代的人，他们从来没有看到过一切现代的东西。
And a thing about this tribe.Is that they are cannibal headhunters.
那么这群人的特色呢？他们是什么呀？他们是食肉族，是猎人族。
Now, what does it mean to be a cannibal?
那么食肉族是什么意思呢？食人族什么意思
？It's a group of people that fights with another tribe, and then actually for out of showing victory, they eat the people that they have victory over.
那么他们呢，就是人，他们比这个族群之间会打仗，打完仗以后，他会把他杀死的敌人呢吃掉。
And headhunter means they took the heads off of the people that they fought against and put them on a pole. I did not bring any of those pictures.
那么这个猎头族什么意思呢？他打死敌人以后，他会把那个头呢给砍下来，然后放在一个插在一个柱子上。
And so as we look at the next slide.
那么我们来看下一个。
I want to explain something.
那我想在我们看下一个之前，我想解释一点事情。
This people needed to understand the Christmas story in order to understand the gospel.
那么这些人呢，他需要明白这个圣诞的意义，才能明白福音。
So you see here that God brings a gift of peace in the form of a baby.
那么你们在这一节里边，我们看到神把这个和平当作一个婴儿一样就给了我们。
I mean, what do the angels say?
那么神在这个地方，这个天使怎么说的呢？
They talk about bringing a good news of great joy. It's actually the gospel of joy.
他说：“这个我要报给你们大喜的信息，也就是我们所谓的福音，那个好消息。”
And the gospel of great joy, it says, comes in the form of a baby. For to you a son is born; he's Christ the Lord.
那么他就想，这个大喜的信息是什么呢？是就是有一个给你们今天在大卫的城里有一个婴儿。
And then these angels all they gather around and they come on this group of shepherds. And what do they talk about?Peace.
那么这些天使给在这个地方，然后在这个底下这些牧羊人，他们给他们说的信息是什么呢？就是说和平。
So here it says God gives peace on earth.
所以在这个地方讲到神把平安赐给地上的人。
And I would like to think that that means no war.
这个平安的意思什么呀？这和平意思就没有战争。
But it's actually not what he's talking about is peace universal. He's talking about peace that those who have experienced God's grace receive.
所以我经常想到，虽然这个和平就是没有战争，但是实际这个就讲到是神讲的平安是我们在心里面的平安。
So we have to understand that on Christmas, we learn that God brings peace into this world through Jesus.
所以在这个圣诞的时节呢，我们就想到神通过基督把平安带给我们。
And so hundreds of years before, when Isaiah was prophesying about the virgin that would give birth to a child, he prophesied about peace.
那么在几百年以前，在以赛亚他在讲有关这个婴儿的预言的时候，他讲到了平安。
So here, what does he say in Isaiah chapter 9? He says, a child is born unto us, a son is given. We know this. We read this. We hear it every Christmas.
所以他讲到说，因为有一个婴儿为我们而生，这个事情我们知道，因为每年的圣诞节我们都会提到。
And so when this child is born, the son is given, it says that he has a name. He actually has several names.
那么这个婴儿出生以后呢，他其实有个名字，他其实有好几个名字。
But one of the names is Prince of Peace.
他其中的有一个名字叫做和平的君。
And it says that not only there will be an increase of his kingdom, but it says that there will be no end of the peace that he brings to us.
所以他就说，他不光他不不仅仅他的国在不断的加增，他的平安也是没有穷尽的。
So not only does God hundreds of years before say that when Jesus comes, he brings peace, but later, after he dies and goes back to heaven, we are reminded that he is the Lord of peace.
所以就是在 不仅仅在耶稣基督降生之前就有预言说他会来到世间，而且我们知道他离开世界以后他还是和平之君。
And how much we need peace in our hearts.
那么我们在我们的心里面多有多需要平安呢？
We need peace.
我们需要平安。
Paul says, he himself is our peace.
那么保罗说，耶稣他自己就是我们的平安。
And in fact, he says that may the Lord of peace, that's what he is called, the Lord of peace give you peace.
他说愿那赐平安的主也给你们平安。
So we always ask ourselves, do we experience the peace of God?
所以我们经常也问我们自己，我们有没有经历神的平安呢？
Do we worry because he is offering out peace to our hearts?
那么我们是不是担心，因为他是把平安的给到我们每个人心里面。
The world needs peace.
这世界是需要平安。
下一个。So you will see in the next slide, Don Richardson comes and he works with the Sari people. He spends a lot of time studying the language. He listens to them and he writes the language down for the first time in history.
所以唐这个理查森来了以后，他跟这些当地的人一起合作，他想学他的语言，把他们的语言呢，第一次历史上能够写下来。
So as they learn the language, they speak.To the people, what is he trying to do? He wants to tell them the story of Jesus.
所以当他学了这个语言以后，他就会跟当地的人呢就讲福音，让他们也知道耶稣。
But there's something really funny with these people.
但是这些人呢，他有个很有趣的一个特点。
They tell the story of God sending His Son, and then His Son coming to the earth. They tell all about the miracles.And then they're beginning to tell about Jesus going to the cross to die for our sins.
那么他就给讲说，神把他的儿子派到世间，他的这个婴儿，然后他就耶稣基督怎么样走向十字架。
So they tell this story, and then you know, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, who betrays him?
那么你知道耶稣被卖的那一夜是谁把耶稣基督给卖了呢？
Judas.
是犹大。
So he's telling the story, and then they get to Judas betraying, and then all of a sudden, yeah, they're really happy. Judas is their hero.
那么当他讲到犹大卖耶稣的时候，他们这些撒利人呢都一起鼓掌说，哎呀，这个犹大就是他们的英雄。
You know, because Don Richard is trying to say, Jesus is the hero. Jesus goes to the cross, and he has victory over death.
所以他就他这个唐就给他们说耶稣是那个英雄，他走向了十字架。
But they don't like Jesus, they love Judas.
但是他们不喜欢耶稣，他们喜欢犹大。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in their culture, to betray other people is a form of intelligence.
所以在他们的文化里话呢，出卖一个人是一个人很有智慧的一种表现。
So it was real common in that culture that people would go from one tribe to another. They would enter and pretend to be a friend.
那么，所以他们在他们的文化里面呢，他们就会从一个族群到另外一个族群里面去，假装是他们的朋友。
And after they have deceived the people into believing that he was a friend, they betray it, and then the war breaks out.
那但是当他们的假装朋友他得到信任以后呢，他就会出卖这一族，然后呢就会有战争发生。
How do you explain the gospel to somebody who thinks Judas is the hero?
那么你给这些认为犹大是英雄的人怎么解释福音呢？
In their mind, the gospel of Jesus is foolishness.
在他们的心里边，耶稣基督的福音是很愚蠢的事情。
But the world around us is full of people that think that the gospel is full of foolishness.
其实在我们生活的世界里面，也有很多的人认为耶稣基督的福音是愚蠢的。
But you know, the world is also full of people that betray their friends, betray their family, betray their coworkers.
那么你知道，在我们的周围世界里面，也有很多的人，他们会出卖他们的家人，出卖他们的朋友，出卖他们的同事。
The people around us need the gift of peace to come into their lives. They need the Prince of Peace.
所以在我们周围这些人呢，他们也需要这个和平的信息。
And so we need to realize a second thing, 那下一个, that Jesus died for the sake of peace.
所以我们也要还有一点要明白，耶稣是为了这个平安和平死在十字架上。
People need peace, and God wants to bring peace.
那么人们需要和平，然后神要给大家赐大家平安。
Why did Jesus come?
那么为什么耶稣基督会来？
To bring peace.
是带给平安给大家。
Now there's this word reconcile.
那么在这个词里有一个和好这个字。
和好。
和好。
That's to reconcile.
所以。在英文里的这个和这个词 reconcile 就是中文的和好的意思。
You know, this week I had no peace in my heart.
那么在这个里面呢，我在心里面有了平安。
I sent some emails around asking where does this Bible passage talk about reconciliation?
那么就是我给大家写了一些写了一些电子邮件，就是说在圣经里中文的圣经里面哪个地方讲到了是和好这个事情。
So as I was reading the text in Chinese, which is not very good.I see 和 which means and, right?
所以我在读这个中文圣经的时候，我看到这个其中那个字，那个和那个字，那我就想到说，哦，就是你和他的那个和。
And how means good, right?
好就是好的意思。
好是好的意思
，yeah.
And I didn't know.That I needed to put 和平的和 together with 好。
所以没有想到把这个你和他的和这个和这个字和你说一个事情很好的这个好两个字合在一起。
So the irony is that I wanted to speak about peace and reconciliation, and I couldn't even see it when I was reading it.
所以我在想讲到的时候，我想讲到这个。和好这个概念，但是我在中文里面呢，反而找不到，不明白这两个字是合在一起，是一个概念。
And the people around us that don't know the gospel, they don't know how to put things together to see that God brings peace and reconciliation.
所以其实我们周围的很多人呢，也是不知道把神所做的事情放在一起，知道神做了这个和好的工作。
But you know, that reconciliation is what the gospel is all about, making peace.Between us and God, so that we can have peace with other people.
但是这个和好却是圣经主要的信息，就是神与人建立了重新建立这个和好的这个关系。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul talks about standing before the judgment seat, and then he says, "We make it our desire, the goal of our life, to please God."
所以在哥林多后书里面保罗说我们会站在这个审判的宝座面前所以我们人的工作是要与神我们要 得神的喜悦
And then as you read down you realize that there is a connection between pleasing God and reconciliation with God
所以但是你要继续读下去你会发现在圣经里面讲的说让神喜悦和与神和好是有关联的
So in verse 18 Paul writes Godreconciled us, only the believers, not unbelievers, he reconciled us to himself through Christ.
所以在哥林多后书五章十八节里面讲的是神借着基督使我们与他和好使那些相信他的人与他和好。
And to help us understand how important it is, he repeats it and says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
所以他保罗呢，在这个地方又继续重复他这个观点，因为这很重要。所以他说，神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
And in the book of Colossians, Paul connects the deity of Christ with his reconciling us to himself.
所以在哥罗西书里面，这个保罗就讲到说，这个神的神性和他与人和好的工作的关系。
So in one of the places where we learn that Jesus is God, that he is deity, it says that God was pleased in him that he would dwell fully in him and through him to reconcile all things.
所以他讲的说神因着他的喜悦他住在基督里面所以他就与万物都和好了。
下一个 The fullness of God dwells in Christ. Why? To reconcile us to himself. But it comes through the death of Jesus. He said, making peace. How? By the blood of the cross. The blood of the cross simply means Jesus' death.
所以他说完全的神是住在耶稣基督里边他这样的显示带来和平但是借着基督的耶稣基督的肉身受死就让他们与他与自己和好
And we need to know that we are at war with God
我们要知道我们是与神在征战的
When humanity fell into sin with Adam and Eve we fell into rebellion which is a kind of war
所以呢当亚当夏娃他们犯罪堕落以后我们人类就是在与神征战
So Paul writes here that you were once alienated from God you were separated from him
所以保罗接着说你们以前是与神为敌的
And then notice what he says you are hostile or you were hostile in the mind doing evil things
所以他说你们是在原来是在心里边是与神隔绝的是因为你们做那些是因着你们的恶行
So as we resist God we're actually hostile to him in the mind and our evil deeds the things that we do that are wrong it comes from what goes on in the mind the battle takes place in the mind
所以我们在心里面抵抗神的时候我们心里边是与神为敌，所以在我们的身上就显出这些恶行出来。
How do we end the war?
但是我们怎么样能够结束与神的征战呢？
And Paul simply writes, through the death of Jesus, he has now reconciled you to God in the body of his flesh by his death.
所以耶稣呢，就借着耶稣基督他自己的肉身受死，就来结束这个征战。
People are at war with God as they resist him.
神，当你抵挡神的时候，你就是与神在征战。
And so as we resist God, and we are hostile to him in our minds, we have no peace with God, but then it causes conflict with other people.
所以当如果我们抵挡神的时候，我们心里面呢是与神为敌的时候，这样会对我们的影响，甚至我们影响我们与人的关系。
The Bible teaches us that through peace with God, we can have peace with the people around us.
所以这个圣经告诉我们说，我们只有当与神的关系这个和好以后，我们才可以与我们周围的人和好。
When you go to work, does everybody have peace?
那么你去上班的时候，是不是每个人心里面都有平安呢？
At your job, are people completely without conflict?
那么在你的工作环境里面是不是每个人完全都没有冲突呢
You know, even in families, are your families without conflict?
所以你在家里边你们家庭成员当中也没有冲突吗
And sometimes is there a war that goes on in your head? A struggle between one thing and another. It's like a battle that goes on in your head.
所以经常在我们的头脑里面我们就好像是一个念头跟另外一个念头在征战就好像一个战争在进行。
The Bible teaches that when we have peace with God, He brings peace with the people around us.
所以我们当时的这个圣经告诉我们说，只要我们与神这个和好以后，神就会把平安带给我们周围的人。
So whether we are Christians but have slowly drifted away from God and have alienation and hostility towards him.
所以就是我们不啊，有的是基督徒，我们慢慢的离开神，所以跟神有了关系，有了跟神的关系有些隔绝。
Or we do not believe in Jesus, and we have never even understood that He comes to bring us peace.
所以或者也许我们是可能从来就不认识神，我们不知道耶稣基督来世界的意义。
You know, before I became a Christian, I remember walking at night.And standing outside of a church and looking through the window.
那么我记得我在我当成为这个基督徒之前呢，我是晚夜晚的时候经过一个教会，我从那个窗户里面看进去。
And it was interesting because what was going on in my heart, I had no peace. I wanted peace, and in a way, I was wondering, in that church, can I find peace?
所以当时的时候，我心里面是没有平安，但是我需要平安。我就看到那个教会的时候，我就在想，在里边有没有平安呢
？And the peace comes in Jesus.
但是平安呢，却是随着耶稣基督而来。
Now, when Don Richardson was trying to explain to this group of people that loved Judas because they thought he was smart,
但是。当时这个唐理查森告诉他们说：“你不要这个爱这个犹大，因为他你们觉得他是很聪明。”
That the hero in their culture not only betrays others but leads their tribe into a battle and conflict.
所以他们在他的文化里边，他一个聪明的人是不仅仅是出卖人，而且还要带着他们的整个的这一部落去攻击别的部落。
How do you explain the gospel?
但是你怎么样向他们传讲福音呢？
There was conflict with one other tribe, and Don Richardson was watching. He had no control.
那么在当时他们这一个部落和另外一个部落呢，他有一个冲突。那么这个理查森呢，看到这个情况，但是他没有办法。
And he wanted so desperately for there be to peace. I mean, what happens? If you watch people fighting with each other, don't you yearn for them to have peace?
所以当他看到他们在征战的时候，他想让他们之间有一个和平。所以就像我们看到别人在征战，我们也是很渴望他们中间有一个和平的关系。
But no matter how much he said about Jesus' death on the cross, it made no sense to them. They kept fighting.
所以他不管他怎么样给他们说耶稣基督，但是他们呢还是不明白他的意义，所以一直是在征战。
And then one day he saw something very strange happen.
那么突然有一天呢，他看到一个很奇怪的事情发生了。
The two tribes came together, and there was a line of men that were leaders on one side, and a line on the other side of leaders from the other tribe.
所以他突然有一天呢，就是这两个部落呢来了一起。这边呢有一排是他们这个部落的这些首领，那在另外一边呢是一排呢是另外一个部落的首领们。
And then one of the men takes a little baby, he walks forward and he hands his own son to the people of another tribe.
所以这个突然中间呢，在他的部落中间有一个人呢，他拿着他把他自己的婴儿。就送给了他征战的这个部落的一个领袖。
And the other tribe took the child and left.
那么他那个征战的那些部落呢，就带了他的这个婴孩呢，就离开了。
And then there was peace.
那么接下来呢，他们就不再征战了。
One man takes his child, his baby, he gives it to another family.Enemy, and then there's peace.
所以这个部落他把他自己的孩子儿子给了一个为敌的部落，然后接下来就有平安了，就和平了。
And so he asks, "What's happening here? I don't understand."
所以他就问说，到底发生了什么事情？我不明白。
And then the man who gave his child away said, "This is the peace child."
那么这个把这个孩子给送出去的这个人说呢，告诉他说。这个孩子就是和平之子。
What's the peace child?
那么这个和平之子是什么意思呢
？It's a custom they have in their own culture that will bring war to an end.
所以这是在他们的文化里面、习俗里面是结束战争的一个方式。
So somebody takes his own baby, infant child, gives it to somebody else in the other tribe, and then he leaves, and the people in that tribe take care of the baby.
所以就是有这个部落，他把他自己一个新生的一个男的婴儿给了他这个维迪的部落，那个部落呢就会把带走这个婴儿，把他养大。
And as long as they have the child, there's peace.
所以只要那个部落他只要有这个婴孩的话，他们中间就有和平。
Isn't that what Christmas is?
这是不是圣诞节的意义呢？
You know, God, the Father, takes his baby and hands him to us.
所以就是神把他自己的儿子给了我们。
And if we take the baby Jesus into our heart and let him live with us, we have peace.
所以如果我们接受这个婴孩，让他住在我们的心里边，我们就与神有了和好了。
And then Don Richardson suddenly realizes this is the key to teaching them the gospel. If they can understand that Jesus is the peace child, they can understand why he died on the cross.
所以理查森就是说，这一个是很关键的，帮助他们明白圣经意义的一个事情。他们如果明白这件事情的话，就会明白圣经的意义。
And suddenly they understood the gospel and they became Christians.
那么突然他们就因着这个事情，他的这样的一个解释，他们就明白了这个圣经，然后成了基督徒。
And their whole culture changed as Jesus and the gospel became alive.
所以他们整个的文化都变了，就是因着耶稣基督和他的福音。
No more war.
他们不再征战了。
They had no more war.
所以他们彼此不再征战。
They understood peace through Jesus, the peace child.
他们就通过耶稣基督就明白了这个和平，也就明白这个和平之子的意思。
So as we leave, we go out into the world and we have a responsibility.To offer to the people around us the peace child.
所以，当我们今天离开这个地方的时候，我们走向周围的人的时候，我们有这个责任，就把这个和平之子给他们。
Do you have the peace child in your heart?
那么你在你的心里面有没有这个和平之子呢？
Then we need to pass the peace child on to other people.
我们应该要把这个和平之子呢传递给下一个人。
You know, I wanted peace so badly when I looked through the door or the window of that church.
所以当时在那个教会，我看进那个教会的窗户的时候呢，我是非常的渴望得到平安。
And a few weeks later, somebody convinced me to go to church with them, the first time I'd ever been in church.
所以呢，但是几个礼拜以后呢，有人呢就说服我呢。去跟他一块去教会，这是我第一次进教会。
And I sat in a Bible study and listened to this man who was actually a teacher at the college where I was talking about going through Philippians. And throughout that book, he talked about how Paul was in prison, and yet he experienced joy and peace.
所以这个人呢是在当地教一个靠一个学院教书的一个人。他讲到这个信息的时候，讲的说彼得在监狱里的时候，他反而那个时候心里面有大喜乐。
And even though I thought the gospel was total foolishness, that man convinced me to pray.
但是尽管当时我认为整个圣经都是很愚蠢的事情，但那个人呢说服了我，让我呢祷告。
And the prayer was interesting. He said, look, you don't believe that God exists, but do this. Pray with me and say, God, I don't believe that you exist. But if you do, show yourself to me.
所以当时说我这个祷告就是这么说的，我知道你不信神，所以神呢，我不相信你是神，但是呢，我不相信你的存在，但是如果你确实存在的话呢，你显现给我看。
And then I went home from that church and I sat around and I walked the streets and I realized something had changed.
那么我就回家的时候走在马路上的时候，突然我就发现我有些事情发生了变化。
Suddenly my mind felt clear.
突然之间我的头脑清醒了。
It felt like there was a dark cloud had been suddenly lifted.
就突然感觉是我头里的乌云给出去了。
And it suddenly felt as though all the turmoil in my heart cleared away, and for about 4 hours I experienced peace.
那么突然在这个我心里面那些征战那些心灵的风暴都移去了，在接下来四个小时当中 我感到了平安。
And then a year later, when God finally came into my heart and changed it, I had the same experience.
那么在一年以后呢，神来到我的心里面，我得到了改变，所以我又有一个同样的感受。
So I think I've told you how I accepted Christ with that lady that said, you know, Jesus has been after you a long time. And I thought, well, lady, you're crazy out of your mind. But she got me to go home with her because after fighting God for a couple of years, when this woman came up and says, Jesus spoke to me and he said that he's going to have you, I had to go home because I knew that she was speaking what is true.
所以当时我给大家讲过我怎么样认识耶稣基督的那个故事，就是有一个女人给我说耶稣在找你，所以我就跟这个跟了这个人去了家里边，因为我是一直在过去两年当中呢一直是在寻找。
And that night when I leave the house and the streets are empty and I'm walking along whistling, some man says to me, somebody sure seems like they're happy.
所以当他晚上我离开这个房子的时候，我走在马路上，有人看到说，哎，你非常的快乐。
January, very cold night, I'm walking one way, he walks another, and he says something to me I've never heard anybody say, you sound like you're happy.
所以当我是碰到有一个人，遇到这个人在一月份的马路上跟这个人错身而过的时候，这个人说你看起来很快乐。
And a second timeI felt that peace in my heart and in my mind.
所以第二次在我的生命当中，我感到了平安，在我的心里面，在我的头脑里面。
Do you need peace in your heart?
你在心里面需要平安吗？
Is there a struggle and a battle in your heart?
那么你在心里面是不是有一个征战呢？
It comes from Jesus. That's where the peace comes from.
平安伴随耶稣基督而来。
When God was sent into the world as a baby, it was predicted that he would be the Prince of Peace.
那么当神道成肉身来到世间的时候，他被预言说他就是那个和平之君。
And then on the night that he was betrayed by Judas, he says twice to his disciples, including Judas,Who betrayed him? What does he say in the next slide?
那么
He's, go ahead.
耶稣基督被卖的那一夜，他说了两次，不给他的门徒说，甚至这其中也包括这个犹大。
He's about ready to die, and he says, "Peace, I'm going to leave with you. My peace, I'm giving you. This is the Prince of Peace. This is, I'm going to give you peace."
那么他马上就要去走向十字架去面对死亡，但是他说的话却是说，我把我的平安赐给你们，我留下我的平安给你们。
And he spent all that night, you know, breaking bread and saying, this is my body, pouring wine and saying, this is my blood. He spent the night trying to teach him, I'm going to die.
所以在那个整个晚上，他们给他说，掰开饼的说，这是我的身体，倒出酒的时候，这是我的血，说我就是告诉他们说，我要死了。
And then how does he conclude this discussion of his death?
那么他怎么样来结束他有关他自己要受死的这个事情，这段讲话呢？
He says, I've said these things to you so that you may have peace.
所以他说，我将这些事情告诉你们，是叫你们在我里有平安。
And he dies.
但是确实是这样，是这样的。
A couple of days later on Sunday evening, he comes back.
那么所以在两个晚上之后呢，一个晚上他回来了。
And the disciples are all together.
所以他的门徒们都在一起。
And the doors are locked because they're afraid that they're going to be arrested and they're going to be killed like Jesus.
所以他们把门都关了，因为他们也害怕他们被会抓起来，然后像耶稣一样被钉死。
You think they were experiencing peace? I think not. I think they were full of fear.
所以你觉得他们是在经历平安吗？不，我不这么认为。我觉得他们是在恐惧当中。
And the first thing Jesus says to them, as he walks through that door, "Peace be with you."
所以当耶稣走过这扇门，进到他们中间的时候，他第一句话就说：“啊，愿你们平安。
”Peace.Be with you, and as the Father has sent me to bring peace into the world, I am sending you out to take peace into the world.
所以愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们，将平安给别人。
If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
如果你从来没有接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主，
do know that He offers us peace.
是你要有把握，他把平安给我们。
That's why He died. That's why He came.
那么他这就是他来的目的，也是他死的目的。
And if you haven't been really, truly walking close with God,
如果你在过去生活当中没有与神密切同行，
and there's no peace in your heart,
那么在心里面没有平安，
there's turmoil,
在你的心里面有征战。
We have to come back to Jesus and accept His peace.
所以我们必须回到耶稣基督的身边，接受他的平安。
He is always offering and holding out to us peace.
他总是伸出他的手，把平安给我们。
So let me close as we look at what Isaiah said would happen when Jesus comes.
所以我们的结束时，我们看看以赛亚是怎么说的。
下一个。What has he said? To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government's going to be on his shoulders. He's talking about the kingdom of God. Jesus is king.
所以他说，因有一婴儿为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
And there's all these titles that explain who he is and what he does.
然后他还要说，他有各样的名称，就是也说明耶稣基督是什么样的一个人。
He's not only called Emmanuel, which Isaiah prophesied 2 chapters earlier.
他并不是不仅仅只是讲的以马内利，就是在以赛亚书前面所讲的。
That is God with us. In chapter 9, he explains what God with us does, what Jesus does.
这个以马内利的意思呢，就是说神与我们同在的意思。他接着在第九章呢，继续讲到这个以马内利到底什么意思？这个与神与我们同在是什么意思
？He's going to be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and then finally, and if it's last, it's important in God's mind, the Prince of Peace.
那么他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父，最后一个在神的心里面是很重要的一个称呼，叫做和平的君。
I pray that each of us in this next year will learn to experience that peace that God gives us.
那么我希望我们每个人都有能够机会经历神给我们的平安。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you sent your Son Jesus into this world.
天父，我们感谢你，你把你的儿子耶稣基督送到世间。
And we thank you that one of the things that he brings is peace.
我们感谢你，因为他带来的有一件事情就是和平。
I pray God that you will do whatever it takes in each of our hearts to give us peace.
那我们向你祷告祈求，就是你给我们在不管怎么样，让我们每个人心里面都有平安。
And for those who haven't accepted you, I pray God that they will accept you as their Lord and Savior, so they may have peace.
所以对那些还没有接受你的人，神呢，我们向你祈求，就是你能够让他们接受你。
And God, I pray that you're going to send us into the world so that our peace shines like a light to those around us.
我们也祈求让我们神，你把我们差派到世界当中去，使我们的平安就像在世界的光一样照亮别人。
You said, Christ, when you came back, "Peace be with me, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you."
所以你。耶稣告诉我们说，我把平安赐给你们，我是父怎样差遣我，我也怎样的差派你们。
Let us have your peace in Jesus' name we pray.
我们祈求，我们也真的是拥有你的和平，说我们靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.